Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us today on this beautiful Sabbath, very sunny and cool, on this April 15, 2023. Dear ones, this is our new chapter, chapter 77, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall. This is our lesson 380. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And I'm so grateful that the Lord allowed our dear brother to be able to come in, that he can be able to share our new Tiny Thoughts hymn team. It's entitled, Heart This, the Shepherd Voice I Hear, also known as Bring Them In. You can find it in 361. And if our dear brother Dick will be able to bless us and open the Tiny Thoughts song for us.
Okay, let's see here. I'm sitting in my car beside the road with my computer open and my cell phone on. I get a signal on my cell phone. My story is on the computer. Let's see how this works. Oops, let me get this little large here. Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear out in the desert dark and drear. Calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering to Jesus. Who go and help the shepherd kind, help him the wandering ones to find, who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. I've got to wait until this little box disappears. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountains, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep wherever they be. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. And praise God that he had made a way for you to be able to be with us. If any one of the little ones, helped by their mommies or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day to keep it holy. Faith has died, so you don't have to die. Praise the Lord. Servant of God.
In Jesus' name we
pray. And you said the servant was not about the word of the set. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is time for story time, dear ones. Let's have a listening ear for our dear brother, by the grace of God, will be able to share a new chapter as well. The chapter is 12, entitled The Good Shepherd in the Story of Jesus.
Now let me check here and see if yours is the same as mine. No, it starts out different. Let's see. I'll do what I can here. Let me turn my screen on landscape, and maybe I'll be able to read it better. I don't understand. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John 10 and verse 14. It says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. And verses 15 to 18 says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. Next slide, please. Now, let's see here. Okay, this part looks like what you sent me, Rose. Let's see if I can do it. Okay, it's story time, boys and girls, for April the 15th of 2023. The Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd, and am known of mine, and I know my sheep, and they are I am known of mine. The Savior spoke of himself as a shepherd, and of the disciples as his flock. He said, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine, John 10:14. Children, do we know Jesus? Says his sheep know him. Christ was soon to leave his disciples, and he said this to give them comfort. When he should be no more with them, they would remember his words. Whenever they saw a shepherd watching his flock, they would think of the Savior's love and care for them. In that land, in the Middle East, where Israel lived, the shepherd stayed with his flock day and night. Over the rocky hills and through the forest, he led them by day to pleasant grassy fields by the riverside. Through the night, he watched them, guarding them from the wild beasts and from robbers that were often lurking near. That word lurking means hiding nearby, waiting or watching. Maybe to steal? The Bible says, the wicked watcheth the righteous to seek to slay or kill him. Tenderly he cared for the feeble and the sickly ones. The little lambs he took in his arms and carried in his bosom. That means close to his heart. However large the flock, the shepherd knew every sheep. He had a name for each and called it by its name. Can you imagine having 100 pets and knowing them all by name? Or them recognizing their name and coming when called? So Christ, the heavenly shepherd, cares for his flock, and that is scattered throughout the world. He knows them all by name. He knows the very house in which they live and the name of each inmate or family member. He cares for each one as if there were not another in the world, whole world. The shepherd went before his sheep and met all the dangers. He encountered the wild beasts, like David did, and the robbers. Sometimes the shepherd was killed, like Jesus was, while guarding his flock. Somebody wanted to steal the sheep so bad they killed the shepherd. That's the devil. So the Savior guards his flock of disciples or followers. He has gone before us. He has lived on earth as we live. He was a child, a youth, a man. He overcame Satan and all his temptations so that we may overcome. That was taken from the story of Jesus, pages 75 and 76.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick, and praise the Lord that you were able to come through. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled The Good Shepherd in our Tiny Talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place April 22nd, 2023. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining us. It is time for a little tiny talk, some parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is a part 34 of our water topic, the water of life, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share it with us.
The Bible verses is for our 34th water lessons are taken from the book of Luke 4, verses 28 to 32, King James Version. And they say, and all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Living through nature, today's water lesson will be cattails and seaweed. It's the final lesson in the lessons of water and plants. In memory verse, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Hebrews 10:23, the King James Version. And more on cattails. Cattails are plants that grow in swamps, marshes, and other wetlands. Cattails have narrow leaves and broad leaves. And seaweed. Seaweeds are another kind of water plant that grow in the ocean. There are many different types. Some seaweeds have special holdfasts by which they can cling tightly to the rocks. This helps him to survive the roughest waves. Jesus has something special that helped him to survive the rough sea of people that wanted to destroy him. What was it? It was the Holy Spirit. Nature, cattails and seaweed. Cattails are plants that grow in swamps, marshes, and other wetlands. They grow as tall as 10 feet or 3 meters high. They have long, broad leaves. Some small ones grow to about 6 feet or 1.8 meters high and have narrow leaves. The flowering parts are cattail plants from the large, long, brown spikes. The roots of cattails contain starch and can be eaten. The silky down can be used to cover wounds. At one time in the past, this silk was used as an artificial silk and in place of cotton. Today, in some parts of the world, the pollen of cattails is used for tinder to start a fire. Cattails have many uses. They remind me, in us, of angels, perseveringly doing their many jobs as messengers, recorders, protectors, and other responsibilities. As the angels protected Jesus, they also protect us from danger. Seaweeds are another kind of water plant that grow in the ocean. There are many different types. Some seaweeds have special holdfasts by which they can cling tightly to the rocks. This helps them to survive the roughest waves. Jesus had something special that helped him to survive the rough sea of people that wanted to destroy him. What was it? The people did not like the straight testimony that Jesus gave them, but he spoke the truth in love no matter if it was pleasing to his hearers or not. We too must hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Or we cling to his enemies and conducted him to a place of safety. The Desire of Ages, page 240. how persevering our heavenly angels are in protecting us when Satan seeks to destroy us as he tried to destroy Christ. And here's some, and here's the reminder of thing, the things that you'll do while remembering the lesson. As you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you do dangerous chores, such as chopping vegetables with a sharp knife or making kindling with a hatchet, pray for the special help of the angels. Three, remember the lesson of the seaweed as you fix vegetarian gelatin with agar or seaweed in it. And remarkable parent food, every redeemed one will understand the ministry of angels in his own life. The angel who was his guardian from his earliest moment, the angel who watched his steps and covered his head in the day of peril, the angel who was with him in the valley of the shadow of death, who marked his resting place, who was the first to greet him in the resurrection morning, what will it be to hold converse with him? And to learn the history of divine interposition in the individual life, of heavenly cooperation in every work for humanity. Education, page 305. Next are reinforcements, are activities you can do to help your remember lesson. One, observe water. Two, find pictures of cattails to pull your bulletin board if you have one. Three, if you live in an area where cattails grow, gather a bouquet to enjoy in the fall. Four, try eating the roots of cattails. Five, check with your garden center to see if they sell seaweed. You may want to add some to fertilize your garden for the valuable trace minerals it contains. Also, look at the health food store at different seaweed products such as kelp, dambu, nori, agar, and so forth. Learn what they are good for. Six, read special stories about how angels protect people. Seven, sing the hymn, Hold Fast Till I Come and Hide in Thee, if you know them. Eight, ask grandfather or grandmother, father or mother, to tell you stories of how angels protected them, especially when... And here are pictures of sisters Haley and Emma in front of a cherry blossom tree. It's time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. So Haley, myself, and Emma, we went for a walk in our neighborhood. We thought to go to the park, but in the park close to us, not everything is budding. So as we were passing this tree driving from school, it caught my eyes. So we came home, and we changed, and then we went back for a walk. And it was so beautiful to us that we went, Haley and I, Emma and I, to go take a look and even take a nice smell of this tree. So we were using those senses. So I'm going to turn it over now to Haley so she could talk about her experience and what she observed as we went for this walk.
Happy blessings, everybody. We went for a walk, and I noticed that some trees were budding and growing. So my mom taught us that in the spring time, that's when things start to grow. That is when life begins.
Yes, so that's when we observe, as I mentioned before, some trees that had nothing and we saw little buds on them, so we know that something is happening. And so that is what led us to kind of investigate a little bit more. And so I was able to walk and talk with them and tell them the difference of the transition from the winter season to the spring season. And that is when they learn that life begins in spring. So now I'm going to turn it over to Emma, and Emma is going to tell you about her experience in the nature walk.
I enjoy the springtime, we...
Well, how did you feel about it?
Feeling too weak.
You felt good? Yeah? What did you learn anything else about it? Did you see anything else?
We saw roses and flowers.
What do you remember the smell of this tree?
Smell good.
You smell good? Amen. And we hope to continue to, thank you for sharing, Haley and Emma. We hope to continue to explore and learn more about the trees and the things that are in nature and about springtime and just how it is a blessing, how God has blessed us with these things. He furnished the earth with the green grass, as you can see there on the floor. It's like a carpet, but it's green and it's supposed to uplift our spirit and to put the beautiful roses and the flowers on the trees and to bring us fruits from the trees to sustain us and keep us. What a wonderful gift from God. Amen.
Amen. Is there any other family that would like to share the experience of the walk in nature in their area? You would like to talk? Okay. Brother Ethan? You're going to have to speak a little bit louder so they can hear. This section is about, you know, if you experience anything while you were walking in nature, you were walking the dog. Go ahead, share your experience.
Okay, so when Dad was walking Chanel and we used to have him here at Grandma's house, Dad saw flowers and different types of trees. Then I saw poison ivy and lilies and roses and some type of orange. Red flower, reddish flower. Then I like those flowers. Then they look very nice. Then I like, and also another time was that when Dad was getting to go home, then I passed some of my neighbor's house. They have a garden with yellow and green trees. Then I got to take them and hold them in my hand.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Ethan, for your experience in your nature walk. Is there any other family member that would like to share? You can be able to take pictures of these things that we can help the other brethren to enjoy what you have seen and what the Lord had provided during your walk.
Gabrielle went to the botanical gardens. I shared a picture. I'm trying to share some more, but I shared a picture in the chat.
Amen. So we can't wait to see the experiences, either in show and tell. You can be able to either by pictures or by the objects that you can share with your brethren, what the blessing the Lord had enjoyed to give us, especially using all our senses to enjoy what the Lord has brought during this month that is so blossoming, so many rains and so many storms, but now you could see what was the result, all the beautiful flowers and the vegetation that comes along with them. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. And remember, little ones, bring them in, bring them in, bring the wonder ones to Jesus. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening hymn is entitled, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a looker, the Savior, a life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the answer will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. O'er us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, if anyone of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Seven blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect the houses that you give us. Please protect the people that thus he teaches the Sabbath word. And please protect the people who hear and who are not here. And they can come to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, the opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 18, verse 28, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not in the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and those that are listening on other devices and later on recording, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, In Pilate's Judgment Hall, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verse to our study, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Luke 23, chapter verse 1, King James Version, and Lot and the wool,
whole
moon,
mo,
mo,
teat,
multi,
multitude
of them arose and led him up onto
Pilate.
Luke chapter 23, verse 2. King James Version.
And they began to accuse him.
Saying,
We found this fellow. Perverting the nation. And forbidding to give tribute.
To Caesar.
Saying that. He himself. Is Christ a king. Luke chapter 23, verse 13, King James Version. And Pilate, when he called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and continuing, I'll let somebody continue 23:14. Amen.
Luke 23:14 said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverted the people, and behold, I having examined you before you have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse.
John 18:28, King James Version. Pilate then went out unto him and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? John 18:30, King James Version. They said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee.
Amen. And one prior to that was John 18:29 for those that are listening and cannot see the screen. So today we will cover pages 723 through 724. Who would like to take the first paragraph in our lesson, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Hello.
Welcome and Sabbath blessings, Sister Shaka.
Sabbath blessings too, thank you. Continuing, in the judgment call of Pilate, the Roman governor, Christ stands bound as a prisoner. About him are the guards of soldiers, and the hall is fast filling with spectators. Just outside the entrance are the judges of the Sanhedrin, priests, rulers, elders, and the mob. Desire of Ages, page 723, paragraph 1.
After condemning Jesus, Desire of Ages, page 723. After condemning Jesus, Council of the Sanhedrin had come to Pilate to have the sentence confirmed and executed. But these Jewish officials not enter the Roman judgment hall. According to their ceremonial law, they would be defiled thereby, and thus prevented from taking part in the feast of the Passover.
Reading from Desire of Ages, page 723. In
In their blindness, they did not see the murderous hatred and had defiled their hearts. They did not see that Christ was the real Passover lamb, and that since they had rejected him, the great feast had for them lost its significance. Desire of Ages, page 723, paragraph 2. Sorry for the noise.
The Desire of Ages, page 723. When the Savior was brought into the judgment hall, Pilate looked upon him with no friendly eyes. The Roman governor had been called from his bedchamber in haste, and he determined to do his work as quickly as possible. He was prepared to deal with the prisoner with magisterial severity. Next slide, please. I'll bubble down so someone else can read.
The Desire of Ages, page 723. Assuming his severe expression, he turned to see what kind of man he had to examine, that he had been called from his repose at so early an hour. He knew that it must be someone whom the Jewish authorities were anxious to have tried and punished with haste. The Desire of Ages, page 723, paragraph 3.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verses 3 to 6, margin. Taken from the scripture, singer song section, character building, memory verse CD. Amen. Praise the Lord, as we can see our Savior was fulfilling the scriptures, and those that was carrying the scriptures and manifesting to the world, being peculiar people, were not doing that. And we praise God that the Lord had gave them a perfect example of what he had gave them to do in that moment. Who would like, dear ones, to be able to follow with the next paragraph? May you unmute your mic, dear one.
Desire of Ages, page 724. Pilate looked at the men who had Jesus in charge, and then his gaze rested searchingly on Jesus. He had had to deal with all kinds of criminals, but never before had a man bearing marks of such goodness and nobility been brought before him. On his face he saw no sign of guilt, no expression of fear, no boldness or defiance. He saw a man of calm and dignified bearing, whose countenance bore not the marks of a criminal, but the signature of heaven. The Desire of Ages, page 724, paragraph 1. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 724. Christ's appearance made a favorable impression upon Pilate. His better nature was roused. He had heard of Jesus and his works. His wife had told him something of the wonderful deeds performed by the Galilean prophet, who cured the sick and raised the dead. Now this revived as a dream in Pilate's mind. He recalled rumors he had heard from several sources. He resolved to demand that the Jews their charges against the prisoner. This Desire of Ages, page 724, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 724. Who is this man, and wherefore have ye brought him? He said, what accusation bring ye against him? The Jews were disconcerted, knowing that they could not substantiate their charges against Christ. They did not desire a public examination. They answered that he was a deceiver called Jesus of Nazareth.
Amen. So let us, dear one, learn our second scripture psalm, and this is taken from Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 to 24, King James, also taken in the same section of character building from our scripture singer song memory CD.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23 and 24.
Amen. We are going to continue in page 724. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones?
The Desire of Ages, page 724. Again, Pilate asked, what accusation bring ye against this man? The priest did not answer his question, but in words that show their irritation, they said, if he were not a malefactor, he would not have delivered him up. We would not have delivered him up unto thee. When those composing the Sanhedrin, the first men of the nation, bring to you a man they deem worthy of death. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Is there need to ask for an accusation against him? They hope to impress Pilate with a sense of their importance and thus lead him to accede to their request without going through many preliminaries. They were eager to have their sentence ratified, for they knew that the people who had witnessed Christ's marvelous works could tell a story very different from the fabrication they have themselves were now rehearsing. Desire of Ages, page 724, paragraph 4.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20 and 21. Also from the same section of our memory verse CD. Character building. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us.
Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21.
Well, dear ones, we have come to the end of our family meeting. We are going to retain our sixth question for next week review section of our story. If anyone would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us this far. Thank you for the participation of all the children and their parents. Continue to bless us throughout this day, Lord. Be with the speaker in the next section of our lessons, and may you continue to be with us for the rest of the day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. So next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing part one of a new lesson entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall. So if you have any other questions, dear ones, that you would like to ask that need research, you can be able to send it. The latest is Thursday, but if it's possible, Friday early, or keep it until when we meet again next week by God's grace. And that will be held April 22nd, 2022, or part two review of our chapter 77 in Pilate's Judgment Hall. Leaving this scripture, dear ones, and also a quote. Welcome back, dear Brother Dick. Psalms 34:8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. And a small quote from Step to Christ, page 111, paragraph 3, margin. There is an evidence that is open to all. The most highly educated and the most illiterate. The evidence of experience. God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. He bids us taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34:8. Instead of depending upon the word of others, we are to taste for ourselves. May you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.